إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا بربوبيته وإرغاما لمن جحد به وكفر، كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وقائدنا وقرة أعيننا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله، أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون ولو كره المشركون. بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصيكم ونفسي المخطئة بتقوى الله، وأحثكم على طاعته، وأحذركم وبال عصيانه ومخالفة أمره، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. يقول ربكم سبحانه: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله، اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah Almighty, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. And I encourage myself first and you second to fear no one but Allah, as Allah your Lord states in the Holy Quran: all those who believe, fear Allah. Fear Allah the way He should be feared, and do not die unless you're on the state of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran to us as a book not just to recite, and a book not just to understand, but a book to follow. The Quran al-Kareem is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the everlasting and eternal miracle for mankind to the day of judgment. The Quran, this great book of Allah Almighty, is a book of guidance, a way of life. And unfortunately, not many Muslims really understand that concept. They believe in it, but they don't understand it. Because if they understood it, they will follow it. If we just understand that the Quran al-Kareem is a book of guidance and a way of life, we would not have any problems amongst us, nor that we'll have problems with others. But the moment we drift away from this principle and not take the Quran al-Kareem as a book of guidance and a way of life, that's when all the problems come, begin internally and externally. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live the best of people on the surface of this earth, within ourselves, with our families, with our brothers and sisters, with our kins and cousins, with our neighbors, with everyone, Muslim and non-Muslims. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be, and the state to be at. But the moment we drift away, and the moment we take any other book, or any other path, or any other person as guidance beside Islam or beside the Quran al-Kareem, That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will humiliate us. And that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will disgrace us. And amongst the teachings of the Qur'an al-Kareem and the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to control and monitor our desires, our limbs and our organs. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever can guarantee, in other words, whoever has control and has that guarantee to control what's between their bid, which is the tongue, and what's between their thighs, which is the private part, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I guarantee them in return the paradise. The tongue and the private part are the two main limbs or organs that destroy society. And the worst one out of all is this tongue. This little piece of meat in your mouth. It is the worst part in your entire body. And that's why Luqman al-Hakim, that famous Luqman, he was working for his master one day. And his master will give him a sheep. And he will say to him, slaughter this sheep. And after you've slaughtered the sheep, come back with the best part of it. Slaughter it. Then come back to me with the best part. So Luqman al-Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa rahimahullah alayhi salam went and slaughtered the sheep. And he came back to his master with the tongue and the heart. The following day, his master gave him another sheep and also ordered him to slaughter that sheep and to come back with the worst parts of this sheep. So Luqman went and slaughtered this sheep and came back to his master again with the tongue and the heart. So his master was amazed and he said to him, I commanded you yesterday to slaughter this sheep. And you came back to me with the best parts as I asked you to do. And you came back with the tongue and the heart. And today I asked you to slaughter this sheep and to come back to me with the worst parts of it. And you came back with the same parts that you came back with yesterday, the tongue and the heart. So Luqman al-Hakim replies back to his master and he says, how good and beautiful those two parts can be when they want to be. And how evil these two parts can be when they want to be. This tongue. This tongue can be the reason that you enter Islam and enter the paradise. And this tongue can be the reason that you leave Islam and enter the hellfire. This tongue. This tongue that we have it loose and we don't even think and monitor and watch out what we say. As if we're not accountable ever what we say. We say whatever we want. We utter with whatever word that we wish, whether it's good or bad, as if we are free. Yes, you are free in this dunya, but you are accountable in the hereafter. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam comes and teaches us how to monitor every word that we say and every action that we do. And that's what makes us different than everyone else. Or else, my brothers in Islam, and excuse me and forgive me for saying that, if we say whatever we want to say and do whatever we want to do, then our life is like the animal's life. And I'm sorry to say that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had honored us and made us better than the animals. And not only that, better than the angels. When we monitor what we do and monitor what we say. And amongst the worst of things and harmful things that this tongue can do is to break between two. Subhanallah, this tongue can be the reason to bring the two lovers together and can be the reason to bring those two who hate one another to love one another And this tongue can be the reason to split between those who love one another and start to hate one another. With one word, could cause wars between two nations. One word. One word that someone utters with can be the reason of many innocent lives to die. That's why as a Muslim, I watch what I say. As a Muslim, I monitor every single letter that comes out of my tongue. Because at the end of the day, I know that Allah is watching and Allah will judge me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask me over every single thing. Allah Azza wa Jal says, with every letter you utter with, عليه رقيب عتيد, there's رقيب عتيد, angels that are watching and recording every single thing you say. Am I that type of Muslim that watches what they say? Do I monitor every word that comes out of my tongue? Or am I just loose to say whatever I want to say? And sometimes we say things to us, there's nothing wrong with it. But one word can be so evil that when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at one of his wife's house, Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then he came from Safiya's house to Aisha. And while he was sitting down with Aisha, he was mentioning Safiya with good things. So Aisha got jealous. Aisha got jealous when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke high of Safiya in front of her. So that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, from her jealousy moved her emotions. Her emotions moved her tongue. So she said, O Messenger of Allah, da'ha ank fa innaha qasira. Stop talking about her. She's a short woman. Why are you talking so high about her? Look at me. Why are you talking so high about this short woman? She's short these days. Look at him. He's tall. He's a shrimp. He's fat. He's skinny. He's that. These are the smallest and the lightest of words that come on our tongues. If not the F word, the S word. If not this mother's, this guy's father's. These are normal things for people. What did Aisha do? All she said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, O Messenger of Allah, stop talking about her. She's a short woman. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so angry. And he said, O Aisha, by Allah, you just uttered with a word that if you wanted to mix this word with the oceans, it's big enough to mix with it. Allahu Akbar. I ask you by Allah, what did Aisha say? She said she is short. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you just uttered with a word that if this word was to be mixed with the oceans, would have been enough to be mixed with the oceans. If short, and the word short, looking down at someone else, can be that big. What about the F word, and the S word, and the other words that you find Muslims in the morning speak, at night speak, that in one of the narrations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that we see it these days, will come to a time that the greetings of people is abusive words. Yes, that's how people greet with one another. A bunch of Muslims sit down together and they make mockery over each other's mums. I'm speaking the reality, we know that's what happens. And they laugh. They laugh about it. No jealousy in their hearts and no jealousy over Islam. And no fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that's watching every single thing they do and every word they say. My brothers in Islam, we should watch what we say. We should watch every word that comes out of our tongues. And the worst of things, one of the worst of things that anyone can do is split between two. And this is what we refer to as namima. Namima is when you bring new news on someone, or you say something in someone, whether it's true or not, to someone else with the intention to split them apart. And this is evilness. This is an evil character. That's widespread. That some people have this evil character and disease in their hearts that can't see two people together respecting one another. And when they see two people respecting one another and speaking to one another with respect, whether husband or wife, or brothers or sisters, or friends, they've got this evil character that cannot sleep the night until they plan and plot how to split between them. This is the namam. This is the namam that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لا يدخل الجنة namam. A namam will never enter the paradise. A slanderer would never enter the paradise. The one that comes to people with one thing and goes to other people with another thing. Comes to you, talks to you about your other friend. With what intention? To split you from them. Then goes to them and talks about you to them. Then goes to another person and speaks to them. Where the Muslim's character and the believer's character is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Verily the believers are brothers, verily the believers are sisters, verily the believers are brothers, so reconcile between the two. When I see a brother who is far away from another brother, I bring them together. This is the Muslim character. That's when you could see yourself that you have iman in your heart and you cannot sleep the night until you think how you're going to bring those two together, then know that you've got iman and taqwa in your heart. But when you see two respecting one another and close to one another and you can't sleep the night until you split between them, then you're a namam. And this is a disease in your heart and you're not going to be from the people of the paradise. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. As a Muslim, whenever I see two who are apart or far away from each other or this dispute between them, my main concern is to bring them together. As it is my concern to pray and fast and pay zakat, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, shouldn't I guide you to an action? Shouldn't I guide you to an action that's better to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than praying the nights and fasting during the day and donating from your extra wealth? So they said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, to bring between two people. Reconcile between two people. Those who are close, bring them close again. Those who are far, bring them close again. Whether it's husband or wife, or brothers, or cousins, or friends, or whatever. This is the Muslim's character. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمُسْلِمِينَ اقْتَتَلَا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. When two tribes, or two groups from amongst the believers, fight with one another, reconcile between them. If two tribes from amongst the believers fight, your job is not to instigate or increase from the fire. Your job is to bring them two together. Where is the character of the Muslims these days? Unfortunately, what you hear these days is when these two who are apart, you find that others are just working extra to make them more apart. Namam. Namam. Namam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, do not obey kulla hallafin maheen hammazin masha'in bi namim. Do not obey someone who causes namima. And remember one thing, my brothers in Islam. Whoever talks to you about someone else, know in fact that this person is talking about you to someone else. Whoever talks to you about someone else, know in fact that this person is talking about you to someone else. Because the namam does not have boundaries. The moment this namam starts to speak about others, he speaks about everyone, even his closest of people. As a Muslim, I should never, ever, ever be in a position to separate between two. I should never, ever have a role in separating between two. But my job is always to bring between two. Look at this dangerous hadith where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, while he was sitting down with the companions, he says to them, do you know who is the bankrupt person? What is a bankrupt person to you? What do you define as a bankrupt person? So the companion said, O Messenger of Allah, a bankrupt person is someone that does not have dinar or dirham, or does not have a house or land. A bankrupt person is someone that does not have a dollar, does not have money, does not have houses, does not have lands. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no. But a bankrupt person to Allah is the one that comes in the hereafter with a lot of prayers, a lot of fasting, a lot of donations, a lot of good deeds. But, when he stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person is carrying all these good deeds, mountains of good deeds, had spoken bad about this person and slandered that person and made namima against two people and split between close people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start taking away from his good deeds and give it to those who had spoken about and those who had slandered and those who had backbited. But yet, after Allah had taken all his good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not given each person their rights. So what does Allah do? He'll take from the bad deeds of those who had spoken about and throw it on him. So he enters the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. This is a serious matter. This is extremely serious. Those words that come out of your tongue, loose and free, can cause you and make you to be like that person in the hereafter. Where you come with a lot of good deeds, a lot of good hasanat, but because you've spoken about this person and slandered that person and backbited that person, not only they're going to take from your good deeds, but you're going to take away from their bad deeds and be casted in the hellfire. Do you watch what you say? Do you monitor every word that comes out of your tongue? Is it something part of your life? Because the reality is, my brothers, and excuse me for saying that, some of us monitoring what they say is not even part of their lives. It's not even part of their lives. Say whatever you want to say, who cares? Utter with whatever you want to utter, who cares? Say to this guy about the other guy, who cares? Embarrass this guy in front of others, who cares? Speak about the faults that you've seen in this person to others, who cares? Well, I'll tell you something, Allah really cares. And I'll tell you something, the moment that you see someone doing something wrong, and then you go and embarrass them, so people can look down at them, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and be with me please. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that anyone who follows the faults of people, trying to see what faults in this person, and what faults in that person, so you could go and speak about their faults to others, so others can look down at them. Anyone who follows the faults of others, so he could speak about their faults. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will embarrass them with their faults, even if they are hiding inside their own houses and rooms. Allah is watching. Allah is watching. He can see whatever you're doing, and He can hear whatever you are saying. You want to follow the faults of people? You ask around about the faults of people for the sake. You can speak about their faults so people can look down at them, and you appear to be the hero, the good one, for the sake of putting others down. Allah had promised that He'll embarrass you even if you are hiding your faults in your own house. Even if no one knows about your faults, Allah knows about it, and Allah will embarrass you the way you embarrassed others. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and watch what you say. Fear Allah azza wa jal and monitor what you say. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be cautious whatever comes out of your tongue, as whatever comes out does not come back in again. Whatever comes out does not come back in again. And whatever comes out will control you just like when you were controlling it before it came out. Before the word comes out, you control it. But once it comes out, you are in control of it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر. أشكره وهو الذي وعد المزيد لمن شكر. وأصلي وأسلم وأبارك على النبي المعتبر، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My brothers in Islam, there is no greater path than the path of Islam, and there is no greater way than the way of the Quran, and there is no greater life than the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How beautiful is it that Allah had chosen the greatest book for us to follow and the greatest example for us to take. Allah had chosen them for us. Can you find anything better? Would you ever be able to find something better? La wallah, for another million years. You will never ever find something greater than the Quran as a book to follow, and greater than the character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a person to imitate. And therefore, let's all follow that path that will bring upon us success and happiness in this world and paradise in the hereafter. عباد الله اتقوا الله فيما أمر وانتهوا عما عنه نهى وزجر وحافظوا على حضور الجمع والجماعات واعلموا أن الله أمر بأمر عظيم عميم بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه فقال عز من قائل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الصحابة الكرام وعن التابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم غير ذلك فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر، لا تبقي منهم ولا تذر. اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا، اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا، اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا، اللهم كن معهم ولا تكن عليهم، اللهم انصرهم على طاغيتهم، اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى، نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا لصلاتكم يرحمكم الله.